You're listening to Red Eye on Vancouver Cooperative Radio, CFRO 102.7 FM.
Subprime is a buzzword born of the global financial crisis. It describes one of the key factors that led to the collapse of the American economy. However, some analysts are now using subprime to describe what the Harper government is doing, particularly its role in fueling what they call a housing bubble in Canada. Marie Daubin believes Ottawa's policies are putting us in danger of our own economic crash. Marie Daubin is a journalist and former columnist with the Financial Post. Currently, he is a columnist with the Taiyi, and he joins us on the phone today from Powell River. Hello, Murray.
Hi there.
Now, let's just start with the basics. What is a subprime mortgage exactly?
Well, subprime in the U.S. was a mortgage that was a variable rate mortgage, but the variable rate was often hidden. So what typically happened was that someone would knock on your door and say, "Well, you're paying 5% for your mortgage. We can get you a mortgage for 2%." And so many people who were paying off their mortgages quite nicely signed up to these things, not realizing that a couple of years down the road or 3 years down the road, that mortgage rate suddenly became 12%. And all of this was premised on the notion that the house prices would continually go up. And the other aspect of this was that the banks managed to avoid risk by what they said were securitizing all these loans. They packaged up mortgages into essentially like a bond, and they would sell these bonds. And so as soon as they sold them, the banks no longer had any risk, and so they essentially sold the risk to whoever was willing to buy the bonds. And because the mortgages looked like they were, because some of the mortgages in these packages were not subprime, the rating agencies gave these new financial instruments quite high ratings, and so people all over the world bought them. 40% of the mortgage-backed securities in the U.S. were actually purchased overseas. So when house prices started to fall, the whole thing began to crash. And Bear Stearns was the first one to go. It sort of pioneered this whole notion of packaging up mortgages and packaging up other assets into bonds. And when it crashed, it essentially started a sort of a domino effect, and investors ran for cover, and that was essentially the beginning of the crash in the U.S.
So the key failure was the fact that the banks were no longer really responsible for that loan, so they weren't looking so carefully at the person who they were lending the money to.
Exactly.
Yeah. Okay. Now, in contrast to the United States, Canada only has one main mortgage insurance company, the CMHC.
Right.
What difference does that make?
Well, it means that if we have a crash here, if the bubble bursts, which bubbles almost always do, then it's taxpayers who are on the hook for it. It's not private investors. It's not private banks that go down. It's CMHC, and CMHC now, it's by the end of next year, it will be the largest financial institution in the country, with the exception of the Royal Bank. It's predicted to have assets of $500 billion, and right now the Royal Bank has something like $475 billion. So it buys up loans from the banks. First of all, it guarantees all mortgages and essentially buys up the mortgages from the banks and securitizes them. In other words, it creates mortgage-backed securities itself. And so we're in a similar situation in that the banks face no risk, so that there's no incentive for them to be careful about lending. And in fact, they've almost increased their loans by zero. I mean, I think it's 0.01%. That the banks have increased their loans that they actually have risk for, because they can use a CMHC to avoid any risk, and so the situation is slightly different here. We don't have the same sort of predatory mortgage lending that was experienced in the U.S. I mean, you're not likely to have someone knock on your door and convince you to buy a 2% mortgage, and you don't have these variable rate mortgages where suddenly, unbeknownst to you, you're faced with 12%. So it's not as bad in Canada as it is in the U.S. in terms of the predatory aspect of this. But you're still seeing all kinds of people buying homes who can't afford to buy them. And one of the statistics that reveals that is the amount of equity that people now have in their homes. It used to be, I think it was 2003, the average equity that people had in their homes was 48%. In other words, they actually owned half of their home. By mid-2007, the average equity as a share of home value was down to 6%. So it reveals just how little people own of their homes, and how little they had to put down as down payments when they purchased.
Now these sound like pretty risky loans, and I understand that in the past the CHMC kept its debts low risk by using a strict criteria for mortgage lending. Has that changed?
Well, what happened in 2007 was that the Harper government allowed competition to CMHC. So you had AIG, the famous AIG, and you also had General Electric Financial Services coming into the country and offering mortgages. And what they did was they suddenly started offering mortgages at 0% down, interest only, 40-year mortgages. And they started to take market share away from the CMHC. So CMHC in 2007 finally, essentially felt it was necessary to meet the competition. So they began offering these incredibly long no-down payment mortgages as well. And so that was really 2007 was really the year that they started. 40% of the mortgages in 2007 were 40-year mortgages or these no down payment or interest only loans. So this is what really dramatically changed the balance in terms of high risk versus normal risk loans.
And most recently, I understand that Harper has instructed the CHMC to increase the amount of high ratio loans from something like 33% to 42%. What do you think his motivation is here?
Well, I mean, it seems clear to me that Harper has his eye on the next election, whenever that is. I mean, if you look at the by-elections, the Conservatives did reasonably well, and I think a huge part of that is that people think that the Harper government have been good economic managers. There hasn't been the sort of housing crash as there was in the U.S. I mean, house prices in the U.S. have gone down by 35%. And they're actually going up in some parts of Canada. So this is I think right from the beginning, this was a way for the Harper government to make it appear that they're solid economic managers. And it's interesting, I think, that when you saw Ignatieff say he was going to force an election this fall, I think that over the summer they assumed that the economy was going to get worse, and they had decided to force an election. But none of that came true. The economy... I mean, certainly there's really high unemployment, but the perception, of course, and this was, the mainstream media is complicit in this, is that the perception is that Canada's come out reasonably well, that our banking system is the best in the world. So you get all this hype in the media that things are better here, at least, than they are in other places, and I think that was a deliberate strategy of Harper, because in 2008 the housing market began to decline and affordability was a real issue, and that's when the directive was given to CMHC to increase its insurance on risky loans, and they did, like you say, it went from about 33% in 2007 to 42% in 2008.
Now, Murray, you say the media is being complicit in not discussing this issue. Why isn't this issue being debated more?
Well, I mean, I think there are a number of reasons. Certainly, I mean, the mainstream media, as you know, is now even more integrated into corporate Canada in terms of its ideology and its long-term goals, so that the media is not going to interrupt big business and its successes. But secondly, I think the political parties are loath to deal with this. I mean, I sent when I did my column, I sent a copy of it to Jack Layton, and said, I hope you can do something about this. I never heard back from him, which is a little unusual. And the Liberals were actually asked. There was an article in the Globe and Mail, didn't draw the same intentions that I drew in terms of the Harper government, but asked the, you know, asked the Liberal Party finance critic McCallum about it, and he said, well, you know, we don't want to ration housing. I mean, these guys are, who wants to be responsible for blowing the whistle if blowing the whistle means that suddenly Canadians' homes lose value? No one wants to be responsible for a 30% drop in the price of houses. So opposition politicians are terrified of this issue and are not going to be the ones to blow the whistle because they're afraid that they might get blamed by all those homeowners who lose value in their houses and may, in fact, you know, they would start to default on their mortgages.
Well, like all bubbles, Murray, this one's going to burst. When do you think that's going to happen?
Well, it may be a while. I mean, it depends on, it will depend on interest rates. You know, and right now, clearly, given the economy is not going anywhere fast, I don't think the interest rates will rise over the next year or so. But some of the bank economists are actually saying that they could see trouble ahead within 2 to 2.5 years. So that's certainly a possibility. But at some point, this will come home to roost because there's an awful lot of people out there owning homes that are more expensive than they can afford, and that's one of the perverse aspects of this is that people know that their loans are going to be insured, and know that they don't have to have a large down payment. So that just bumps them into another category. And so instead of saying, you know, well, I can afford a $300,000 home, well, suddenly if you realize that all these loans are insured and you don't have to put much of a down payment, it's only a 5% down payment now, then they say, well, maybe I'll go for a $450,000 home or a $500,000 home, which, you know, in a normal situation, not distorted by CMHC's policies, you know, people would never, you know, the person who knows they can afford a $300,000 home would never consider a $450,000 home. So it what this has done is really distorted not only the housing market, but it distorted the economy, because instead of people spending on, you know, their kids' education or appliances or other stuff that they would normally buy, they're putting it into housing. And it's one of the reasons that the economy is flatter than economists think it should be.
I guess the next question is a pretty scary one. When it does burst, what's going to happen?
Well, I mean, people will lose their homes. Thousands of people will lose their homes, the Canadian taxpayer will be on the hook for the defaulted mortgages. And right now, those defaulted mortgages by the end of next year. Well, right now they're close to $400 billion. So, you know, if even 10% of people default on their mortgages, that means that taxpayers are on the hook for $40 billion.
And how can we sort of put this put the brakes on this problem?
Well, I mean, you know, one of the arguments that CMHC uses to justify this is that it makes houses affordable. But in fact, it doesn't make houses affordable. It makes them more expensive. If they wanted, they really wanted to make housing affordable for ordinary Canadians, they could re-implement their social housing programs, which they had for decades. But they're not doing that. And they used to put a lot of money into co-op housing, and now it's extremely difficult to get a CMHC loan for co-op housing. So that's, if they really want to make housing affordable, that's what we should be arguing. We should be putting pressure on CMHC for affordable housing, and we should be saying that, I mean, they had the 40-year zero down payment mortgages up until October of 2008, and then because of the crisis in the U.S., they passed legislation saying that you had to have, it couldn't be more than 35 years, and you had to have a 5% down payment. Well, I think they should put it to 20% and make it a 30-year mortgage. I mean, what people don't realize, a 40-year mortgage versus a 25-year mortgage, let's say you're buying a $350,000 home, a 40-year mortgage is going to add an extra $254,000 in interest over the life of the mortgage. That doesn't make it cheaper. That makes it more expensive.
Okay, well, thanks for joining us today, Murray.
Happy to do it, Sean.
I've been speaking with journalist Murray Daubin. If you want more information on the housing bubble, you can read Murray's latest article in the Taiyi at thetaiyi.ca.